As Christmas approaches and we start to share stories of past Christmases, I was delighted to find a story titled Mrs. Scrooge and the Baseballs in Ross Peterson's new book, Christmas in Montpelier. Ross's Scrooge was female and 80 years old. The troubles of the boys of Montpelier and Mrs. Holmes began in 1950 when the city built a park next to her house. When the boys started a pickup baseball game, Mrs. Holmes came out of her house. Ross writes, wearing an apron, leather gloves, and a visor, she carried a long-handled garden rake. When the first foul ball flew over her fence, she raked in the ball and put it in her apron pocket. Ross's brother Max went to the fence. May we please have the ball? Get away from the fence, she screamed. Go away! That summer, any new ball that flew over her fence was history. As winter approached, Ross and Max found out that their mother had volunteered them to take care of Mrs. Holmes's furnace. Reluctantly, the boys turned up wearing caps with ear flaps that they thought would keep her from recognizing their faces. As they chopped kindling and broke the coal into smaller pieces, they searched the basement for the missing baseballs. They asked to use the toilet and searched under the sink. They searched under the beds, in the closets, and the chest of drawers. No baseballs. She started calling them when her sidewalk needed shoveling. They continued to deny knowing those bad boys who threw baseballs into her yard. They're going to hell, she said. I'll have God waiting. Ross and Max went so far as to take out the back seat of her old unused Buick and crawl into the trunk with a flashlight. No baseballs. As Christmas approached, their hearts softened and they stopped looking for the lost baseballs. Then, on Christmas Eve, unexpectedly, Mrs. Holmes gave them each a neatly wrapped gift. Christmas morning, Max and Ross opened the box and found themselves looking at an old, waterlogged baseball. There was a note from Mrs. Holmes. Thank you so much for not being those bad summer boys. And thank you, Ross, for giving us this most excellent Christmas story. This is Mary Hears for Project Resilience.